Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
When many of us, matter of fact, probably all of us who have come through elementary and middle or junior high and high school, many of us when we were growing up in our public or private school system were taught what I call a redacted American history. Y'all know what redaction is? Y'all heard about the Epstein files, right? They're supposed to be releasing it. Everything they release is redacted. You got parts that are blocked out, names blocked out. And, you know, it's not full disclosure, but partial disclosure. But many of us were taught a redacted American history. We were taught that in 1492, Christopher, who? Yeah, see, y'all, we in the same school, we might have been in different places. Christopher Columbus discovered America. I don't know about you, but now that I'm older and a little more wiser, I'm forced to look back at this redacted history that I was taught. And I'm looking at it now in a different light. The question that I now wrestle with in my much learned and wiser years is, when Christopher Columbus discovered America, when he got here, there were already Native Americans here. So, Brother Mark, I wrestle with the question, how can someone discover something that is already known by others and that is or belongs to somebody else? Even though Christopher Columbus was a harbinger of Native American genocide and African enslavement, many of our teachers portrayed him as a hero. But let me share with you some information that I discovered that was left out or redacted from America's history book. Stuff that was not taught to us by those who instructed us in American history. Before 1492, before Christopher Columbus even thought about discovering anything, there were black people from North Africa who sailed around the southern tip of Africa and crossed the Atlantic Ocean in ships of their own construction and landed at sites along the American Gulf Plain and in Central America and Mexico. This was the first encounter between Nubian Egyptian sailors and the great Olmec civilization of Mexico. It was during this time, about 800 to 700 BC, that the 25th Egyptian dynasty, also known as the Ethiopian dynasty, was flourishing in Upper and Lower Egypt and Kush. Biblical Ethiopia, or present-day Sudan, was already here. How do you know it was here? How do you know black folk were here? The evidence of mummification? Step pyramids? Massive stone heads with Negro features? Hieroglyphic writings, statuettes, skeletal remains, and other manifestations of Nubian Egyptian technology within the Olmec culture attest to the African presence in ancient America. About 182 years before Columbus's voyage, black people, somebody say black people, from West Africa also made a journey from Africa to the Americas. In his book entitled They Came Before Columbus, Ivan Van Sertima writes that a Mandingo king named Abubakari II of Mali and his entourage came to America long before Christopher Columbus. Therefore, what's the point, Pastor? The point is this. The first time black people came to the Americas, they came not as slaves, but as adventurers, as explorers, and builders. Why y'all so quiet? These African mariners of ancient times were the first to encounter the native population of the Americas. It wasn't Christopher Columbus the first who saw natives. It was black folk. And the encounter was mutually beneficial, for it resulted not in conquest, but in an exchange of culture. One day, Deacons, a well-known author, was trying to explain why the pyramids of North Africa were so similar in design and technology to the pyramids in Peru and Mexico, even though they're more than 10,000 miles apart. Of course, it did not occur to this great thinker that an ancient black African people could be so culturally sophisticated and technologically advanced that they could build ships able to get them from Africa to the Americas even before Columbus. His theory, let me tell you what his theory was. His theory was that aliens from outer space visited both North Africa and the Americas and showed the primitive peoples in these places how to build the pyramids. Listen to me good. The truth of the pyramids is amazing, but not really amazing. The same African black people who were technologically advanced enough to build the pyramids of Egypt and the Sudan, they were also advanced enough to build ships that could take them across the Atlantic, where they intermingled with Native American nations and shared with them the aspects of African culture. This month of February, we are celebrating our history and our heritage as African Americans. I believe it is important for us as a people to deal with some of the truths about our past that have been hidden or redacted from us down through the years. Not only have these truths been hidden or redacted from us through the years, but many of us have been conditioned to reject these truths once they have been brought to the surface. Now, this is my opinion, New Providence. There is now, even today, a conspiracy in operation by our current sitting president, Donald J. Trump, and his racist, radical supporters. There is a conspiracy that has quietly been in operation for years and years, and the conspiracy is to hide, deny, and dismiss the significant and indispensable role that black people of African descent have played in American history. Y'all see it? Many history and other textbooks have been banned. Encyclopedias been changed. Bible commentaries have been changed. Even church literature is becoming complicit in this effort to deny or hide the black African presence in American history. It has been said that a people who do not know their past do not have a future. And so, today, they're trying to erase and dismiss our past. Here in 2026, there are still people who believe, really believe, that black people have not made any significant contributions to our society. And some even are crazy enough to believe that we are not mentally, morally, spiritually, and educationally fit to ascend into places of leadership and great responsibility. I am convinced today that it is absolutely necessary for us as an African American people to expand our thinking on our own history, on our own heritage, in order for us as a people to be transformed. We as a people cannot find healing and wholeness until we have discarded the damaging falsehoods that we have been programmed and taught to believe about ourselves. Somebody say, help us, Lord. In Psalm 68, let me go to the text. In Psalm 68, where we find our scripture text, we have various exhortations to praise the Lord. In the scripture verses that preceded our selected text for today, we are told in verse 5 of chapter 68 that we ought to praise the Lord because God is father of the fatherless and protector of widows. We are told in verse 6 to praise the Lord because God gives the desolate a home to dwell in and leads out the prisoners to prosperity. We are told in verse 19 to praise the Lord because God is the one who daily bears us up. And in verse 21, we are told to praise the Lord as the one who will shatter the heads of our enemies. What we see here in Psalm 68 is a tradition of black people praising the Lord. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that makes worship in the African American or black tradition so unique is that we give a large place to just praising the Lord. The old saints would say in service, ain't no harm in praising the Lord. They'd say stuff like, go ahead and let him use you. Come on, somebody. Do you remember the days, some of us do, remember the days when before you got to the church, you heard what was going on in the church? In other words, they made some noise. Tell your neighbor, they used to make noise in church. Do you remember when the old saints would pray over you? Some of y'all remember the mourners' bench, where the old saints would have those unsaved come up and sit on the mourners' bench. And they'd pray over you. They'd clap their hands over you. They shout and praise God with you. Y'all remember that? But you know what? Today, there are some people who come and go to church that do nothing but despise when the church erupts in worship. Some folk want to call it emotionalism. Some people want to call it escapism. Some people want to call it classlessness. But I'm here to tell you, it's none of these things. When you show up in the black church and the saints are worshiping and enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit, all we doing is doing what we do. T- tell your neighbor, I'm just doing what I'm doing. When you see me raise my hands and stand on my feet and clap my hands and every now and then break out in a dance, I'm just doing what I know to do. Tell your neighbor, I'm black and I'm proud and I am a worshiper. And if you don't like it, that's all right. Because God has brought us too far not to give him praise and not to give him the glory. He has done too much for us not to praise him. God has been too good to us for not to give him praise. If we have breath in our bodies, the Bible says that everything that has breath, do what? Praise the Lord. If you got blood flowing warmly through your veins, if you are able to move and have a reasonable portion of health and strength, if you are still clothed in your right mind, you ought to give him some glory and give him some praise. I'm closing. It is in the midst of all this praise that the psalmist eventually says the words of our selected text. He said, envoys will come from Egypt, Cush, dark skin, black folk. Somebody say, I'm a part of Cush. Will submit herself to God. And since they're submitting themselves to God, you ought to sing to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord. What is the psalmist saying? The psalmist is saying that God has called us as a people of color, to stretch forth our hands and give him glory and praise for all he has done for us. God has called us and gave us the capacity to think back in our minds where he has brought us from. And I don't know how you feel about it, but the Lord has brought me a mighty long way. I'm not who I used to be because of the grace, the mercy of God. So all I'm saying, that as black people, when we think about our history, we have a reason to sing and praise the Lord. know singing has always been a part of our existence. Even when our forefathers were in the fields, and when the burden was pressed hard upon them, they'd open up their mouth and they'd sing a little song. I tell you, ain't nothing like a good song when you're going through. Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and its fury, what falls on me? I look up and I wonder why good fortune seems to pass me by. But I say to my soul, anybody ever have to say to your soul, take courage, because the Lord, somebody say the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. I don't know if y'all can pick this up. Someone asked the question, why do we sing when we lift our voice to Jesus? What do it really mean? Someone may be wondering, when we sing our songs, at times we may be crying and nothing's even wrong. Well, why do we sing? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. That's the reason why I sing. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. That's the reason why I sing. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You're the reason why I sing. Go on, deacons. I have a reason to sing. You have a reason to sing. As we celebrate our history, keep a song in your heart. Don't you let people or situations steal your song out of your heart. We come from a rich legacy. We come from a legacy of hope, a legacy of trust. God has been with us as a people all of our days. And guess what? At the end of life's journey, guess who's going to be there? We are His people. Amen. So no matter who's in the White House, those in the White House can be sent to the outhouse. Am I? As long as we know our God is on the throne and that He is with us, we can celebrate our history. Parents, teach your history to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. Let them know who you are, your roots. First, let them know that your roots start with Jesus. that they need a personal relationship with Jesus more than anything.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.